Coming up, North Korean hackers may be responsible for a major attack on Sony.
But first, a new poll out today shows a deep racial divide in the way Americans view last week's grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri. According to the survey by ABC and The Washington Post, just 9% of blacks approve of the grand jury's choice not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown, while nearly 60% of whites approved of the decision. Joining us from Washington, D.C. is ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And what else did your poll find?
We found actually wide disapproval for President Obama's handling of the situation. Across the board, people disappointed, black or white, disappointed in that. And also a breakdown among party lines. Republicans, by a 3-to-1 margin, said that they were comfortable with the grand jury decision. Democrats, 3-to-1 opposed to it. So it's one of these situations that has really driven people to their corners based on the same reading of the publicly available information coming to vastly different conclusions about what should have happened.
Most notably, in that deep racial divide, 58% of whites approving of the grand jury action compared with 9% of blacks and 32% of Hispanics.
Yeah, and you're seeing there why this is an issue that the president has shown the commitment to. He knows where, as a black American, in addition to being the president, he knows where communities stand on this and that it is not your typical type of story. And it's not something – you heard him say yesterday in announcing the new task force. This is not going to be something that just goes away. He's going to make it a priority. He's going to make a commitment over the remaining 2 years of his presidency, regardless of what the legal situation ends up being for Officer Wilson and Ferguson.
Well, and you talk about the president's announcement yesterday. He announced a plan to send 50,000 body cameras to police and said he would restrict local use of this military-style equipment. Let's listen to the president yesterday.
There was a cautionary note, I think, from everybody here that there have been commissions before, there have been task forces, there have been conversations, and nothing happens. What I tried to describe to people is why this time will be different. And part of the reason this time will be different is because the President of the United States is deeply invested in making sure that this time is different.
And Rick, as you say, the poll shows the president losing ground among African Americans. He's been accused of being too neutral. Are promises like this good enough to convince some black Americans that President Obama is taking control of this issue?
Jeremy, I was struck by how small the steps are. I think in the context of a nation of 300 million people, to talk about some $70 million or so to be spent on these new body cameras, it's not going to make a huge difference. I think with the task forces and the commissions, you're always going to have skepticism. There were people that were talking for a lot firmer, stronger steps against military equipment being transferred to local police departments. The president didn't go there. I think he's finding the limits of presidential power on local policing. I think he's also come up against his own internal skepticism about how involved to be on these racially charged matters. We've seen him vacillate between that in different episodes over the last couple of years. So I think it is a difficult one for him, and he knows what he feels personally, but he also knows that he representing the entire nation, has to somewhat moderate his views and also not prejudge a still ongoing legal situation when you have a federal investigation that's continuing.
And he's got opposition now already from the organization, the National Tactical Officers Association, which does not want restrictions on this military-style equipment being sent to local police, and he's going to have to deal with a Republican Congress. What can we realistically expect to get done from the president's plan?
I think that's exactly it. And also, there's skepticism in Congress about whether this needs to be new money or whether he's trying to make a political point out of it. Look, I've watched a lot of task forces and a lot of commissions, and other than the president saying this one won't be like the other ones, I think this one is likely to be like the other ones, which is to say it ends up somewhere in the middle. We have some recommendations. You have some vague language. Maybe you have some new money and new commitments. But I don't think anyone is under any illusions that the president will be able to solve the problems that were highlighted by Ferguson.
We also heard yesterday from Attorney General Eric Holder in Atlanta. He said he'd be coming out with new standards to prevent racial profiling. Let's listen.
The problems we must confront are not only found in Ferguson. The issues raised in Missouri are not unique to that state or to that small city. We are dealing with concerns that are truly national in scope and that threaten the entire nation.
And Rick, Eric Holder is also in charge of the Ferguson civil rights investigation. Any idea of how effective any Department of Justice action can be here?
I think, again, they're going to be limited. I think, first of all, then just bringing a prosecution here, the bar is very high for a civil rights standard to be met, and we know about the conflicting testimony that went before the grand jury. We'll see where the feds end up on that. But I think Attorney General Holder's in a similar predicament where these really aren't federal issues. They are very local by their nature. It's about local behaviors, local demographics, local police departments and policies. It's very hard to do that from the federal government, even with the outsized podium that you bring with it if you're the Attorney General or the President of the United States.
Rick, with all of the clashes going on in Washington right now, a showdown over spending and immigration, the President's executive action on immigration and this, how big of an issue is Ferguson at the moment in Washington?
I think it's actually a little bit smaller than it was yesterday and likely to be a little bit smaller again tomorrow. Not that people aren't concerned, but I think the political battle right now is around funding the budget. It's around the immigration policies. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you have more interest. Aside from some members of Congress who feel very strongly about that, that really isn't where the discussion is at the moment.
ABC News political director Rick Klein with us once again. Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.